The lights are still out in much of Venezuela today after a power outage that started on Thursday in Caracas spread to most of the country. The blackout has led to a health crisis. The non-governmental group Doctors for Health counts at least 21 deaths in public hospitals as a result of the outage. The exact death toll is hard to verify because communication in the country is still limited. Opposition leader Juan Guaido said he'll declare a state of national emergency today. He is in a power struggle with President Nicolas Maduro, who has blamed the blackout on sabotage by the opposition. Francisco Valencia has been monitoring Venezuelan hospitals. He's the director of Coda Vida, a health rights group based in Caracas, and he joins us now from Miami. Francisco, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you for, you know, calling me to talk about the issues and the emergency in Venezuela.
And what more can you tell us about the deaths that your group has investigated?
We've been having an emergency for the last 4 years. And now last week we had a power outage that is been taking like almost 80 hours, some of the states in Venezuela. We have been seeing a lot of death in the hospital because the hospital are not in the best conditions right now. They didn't have the proper equipment when you have a power outage, like the backup system to help restore the lights and the air condition. So we went and visiting each hospital with my team. We visited hospital and we visited dialysis units. We have 10,000 people in Venezuela who needs dialysis daily. And we have registered that in the past 5 days, they haven't received the dialysis. One person who doesn't receive this dialysis dies.
Right. Time is of the essence for a dialysis treatment. So how critical are the next 24 hours going to be?
Wow, very critical. We have already reported 15 deaths in Caracas and most of them in the other states that the power outage is more prolonged. We just received a report that the power outage in this region has already gone again and the dialysis units are closed.
And what are the conditions like overall in hospitals in Venezuela? I assume there are no operations going on, that emergency departments are stretched thin. What else are you seeing aside from the dialysis crisis?
We seem that medical staff are doing everything they can. They don't have the proper equipment like x-rays. They don't have the proper equipment like the transfusion, blood transfusions, because the refrigerators are not working. They don't have insulin for the people who have diabetes. They have to throw it away because it's been already 4 days without power. It's a very chaos in the hospital. So I think, and the doctors think, that we're going to count the death, I think, in 2 or 3 days. Why? Because we'll be having trouble communicating with the people of the other states. Hmm. They don't have batteries in their cell phones, and we don't know exactly the effects it's having in the hospitals, especially in the regions near Colombia or near Estado Zulia, which is other frontier states. So we don't know how deep the problem is.
As we've been reporting since this power outage started, they're nothing new to Venezuela. These power outages happen a lot. So why are the hospitals not better prepared to deal with them?
Well, that's a good question for the government of Maduro, because Maduro is investing the corruption of money in the armed forces or in their self, and the hospital were abandoned. And that's why we always went to international advocacy saying, if Venezuela is living a humanitarian crisis, the government is not investing in health. And this is what we see. This is a result of the corruption of the government of Maduro. And the result is death. The chronic people, the need chemotherapy. They don't know where to do it. So what we see is a catastrophe.
By some estimates, we're seeing that 80% of the country has no internet access at this point. We're talking to you from Miami, where you are today. Just wondering, logistically, how are you keeping in touch with your colleagues on the ground in Venezuela?
We send batteries, extra batteries to our people, because we have a network in Venezuela to keep track of the emergency of the health care. We knew that someday we will need these extra batteries for the cell phones. But instead, like Táchira, we haven't connected with them because we think he ran out of all the batteries. So we keep in touch, like, you know, send me a text message, what you saw in the hospital, how many deaths, give me the name of the death, how they're working in the hospital, how is the chaos. So they send all that information to us here in Miami. We process it, we verify it, and then we send it to the media. Hmm. That's how we are working right now.
That's Francisco Valencia. He's director of Code Vida, a health rights group based in Caracas. He's speaking to us in Miami. Francisco, thanks for your time.
No, thank you for the call.